Drug use isn't isolated to the shearing industry, but some say the problem is getting worse.
The bigger the team, the bigger the problem. And it's not the union that's putting drugs into the sheds.
Sam Beachy is the Victorian Pastoral Coordinator for the Australian Workers' Union. He says drugs have been an issue in the shearing industry for at least 20 years, and he's concerned that shearers filmed by Peter might have been using them. Mr Beachy thinks some shearing contractors are turning a blind eye to drug use in the industry.
It's not the union that's tolerating them. We have no authority nor power to remove people who would appear to be under the influence of drugs. But the contractors do, and the person who owns the sheep can, but they won't do it. And the contractors won't do it because it's a product, it's all about productivity for them. It's all about numbers. And we all know how easy it is to access ice and other illicit drugs now.
The Shearing Contractors Association agrees that there is a drug problem in the shearing industry, but its secretary Jason Letchford says the idea that contractors or farm employers are to blame is ridiculous.
It's a ludicrous publicity-seeking statement. He's a rogue union official who's searching for his relevance in the industry. The law is very clear. If Sam Beachy or any union official or anyone for that matter is aware of people taking drugs in the workplace, the law is unambiguous. They should go to the police or the relevant work cover authorities, because not only is there a duty of care to the human being, there's a duty of care to the animal.
Sam Beachy says he's reported drug incidents involving shearers to police before.
It's some years ago now that I suspected that there was someone supplying drugs, and that was reported. What the follow-up was to that, I don't know, but I gave them names and everything.
Jason Letchford says industry protocols require contractors to stand down any employee who takes drugs on the job, but he says the drug issue isn't addressed in their training.
We can't train people not to take drugs. I mean, that's a personal choice. It is a problem, though. I'm not denying it, but from an employer's perspective, most of this stuff that Sam's referring to is subversive. It's below the radar. You hear of it's common practice to hear that someone is either presents themselves, you know, drunk or whatever, with a hangover, and they're stood aside until such a time that they present themselves to work, you know, clean and sober.
What measures are taken to ensure that workers don't end up abusing animals on the job when they're being trained?
Well, abusing animals on a job, it's not something that is, it's like taking drugs. It's not something you need to say to someone, don't abuse the animal. I mean, this is something, you know, it's a reactionary behaviour by individuals who now we need to be more vigilant with this stuff. We need to say to them, to your point, put in training. It's around anger management. It's around keeping cool. But more to the point is that people who are trained better, and this is where, you know, there's millions of dollars spent on training, is that good shearers are not doing this. Good shearers are not abusing sheep. These are rogue shearers. These are cowboys. These are people that are badly trained. They have low skill levels. They're the ones that are letting the sheep get out of control.
So when a shearer goes off to shearing school, let's call it that, what are they told about animal welfare?
I mean, I don't have the specifics in front of me in terms of course modules and what they discuss there. I think a lot of it is assumed. I think a lot of it comes down to what we believed is common sense, that basically the animal has, if it's not common sense to you, the animal does have rights and needs to be treated gently and minimise the impact on the animal.
Meanwhile, the Shearing Contractors Association has applauded Peter for publishing the footage of shearers abusing sheep. It says it serves as a wake-up call for the wool industry.
There is a problem around animal welfare, which clearly the Peter investigation is showing that it is bigger and broader than we ever sort of thought it was from an official level, and we need to address that. And to spend our current time focusing on saying that it's employers turning a blind eye to drug use is mismanaging, you know, the solution to the problem.